The Idiot by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Part 1. Chapter 1. At 9 o'clock in the morning, towards the end of November, the Warsaw train was approaching Petersburg at full speed. It was thawing, and so damp and foggy that it was difficult to distinguish anything 10 paces from the line to right or left of the carriage windows. Some of the passengers were returning from abroad, but the third-class compartments were most crowded, chiefly with people of humble rank, who had come a shorter distance on business. All, of course, were tired and shivering. Their eyes were heavy after the night's journey, and all their faces were pale and yellow to match the fog. In one of the third-class carriages, 2 passengers had from early dawn been sitting facing one another by the window. Both were young men, not very well dressed, and travelling with little luggage. Both were of rather striking appearance, and both showed a desire to enter into conversation. If they had both known what was remarkable in one another at that moment, they would have been surprised at the chance which had so strangely brought them opposite one another in a third-class carriage of the Warsaw train. One of them was a short man, about 27, with almost black curly hair and small, grey, fiery eyes. He had a broad and flat nose and high cheekbones. His thin lips were continually curved in an insolent, mocking, and even malicious smile, but the high and well-shaped forehead redeemed the ignoble lines of the lower part of the face. What was particularly striking about the young man's face was its death-like pallor, which gave him a look of exhaustion in spite of his sturdy figure, and at the same time an almost painfully passionate expression out of keeping with his coarse and insolent smile and the hard and conceited look in his eyes. He was warmly dressed in a full, black, sheepskin-lined overcoat, and had not...